This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. It's great to be with you again today. You know, people who are obsessed with prophecy are always pointing out that worldwide wars and events are signs of the end of time. Of course, once again, these folks do not rightly divide the word of truth. At the end of Psalm 72, we read, "The prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended." Psalm 72 is about the fulfillment of David's hopes that his son would sit on his throne in Jerusalem. So when he says his prayers are ended, that meant that this prayer represents all of his hopes and dreams. That is, that his greater son, the Lord Jesus, would one day sit on his throne in Jerusalem. If you compare Psalm 72 with Matthew 24, you will see the expression, "all nations." Christ will come and rule all nations, and this is part of Israel's hope. Matthew 24 links the second coming with Jerusalem. Thus, the hope in Matthew 24 is Israel's hope. Matthew 24 deals with three questions. "Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" They ask three questions, and the answers come in inverse order. The end of the world is answered in verse 6, the sign is answered in verse 30, and the when shall these things be is answered in verse 32. Now the term, the end of the world, which has been misused, was a blessed term for a Jew. The word end is santalaya. This word was in use in the Old Testament times in Exodus 23 for the Feast of Ingathering. The Septuagint, or Greek version of the Old Testament, has santalaya for the Feast of Ingathering. So we can translate Matthew 24 verse 3 this way: "What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the harvest festival at the end of the age?" So the disciples were looking for a joyous occasion that followed a short time of suffering. Concerning the second coming, the Lord said in Matthew 24:4, "Take heed that no one deceive you." So this teaching of the second coming is the happy hunting ground, a peculiar and strange teaching. The world will not get better toward the time of the end. Deception is the key word. False Christ, then the Antichrist. The Lord said that wars and rumors of wars is not the end, regardless of prophecy experts' opinions. The history of the world is wars and rumors of war, so how can these be signs? But nation rising against nation, as Matthew 24 says, is a quote from Isaiah 19, which is the burden of Egypt. In other words, do not look for world wars, but trouble in Egypt. In that part of the world will this simmering take place. Do not be distracted by worldwide movements. The Lord told the Jewish disciples, "All these are the beginning of birth pangs, pains that precede birth." Something will emerge through this. This is a great hope, a new life. Israel's hope will be fulfilled. People set dates for the second coming, but we do not know when it will happen. In verse 36 of Matthew 24, it says, "Of that day no one knows, the day or the hour, but the Father." So we can't get the date. But in verse 32, they can know the signs of the times when the Old Testament prophecies will be fulfilled. We do not know the date or the hour, but we do know when. In Matthew 24:29, it says, "Immediately after the tribulation." This was written to a people who will be neck deep in trouble, and they will know when the trouble comes. It is a prelude to a great deliverance that's coming very soon. A specific gospel will be proclaimed at that time as well, the gospel of the kingdom. Signs and wonders and raising the dead accompany that gospel. The purpose of the gospel of the kingdom is a witness to nations, not for salvation. It is a witness that the king and the kingdom will take place whether the nations like it or not. It is a witness that God will keep his word to David regarding his son. This is not a gospel for missionaries. It saves no one. The hope of the body of Christ is nowhere in Matthew 24. Ephesians and Colossians are outside of this. Yet we are happy to see what is written because we learn that no matter how bad Israel behaved, God will still keep his word toward them. Christ will set his foot on the Mount of Olives, and Psalm 72 will be fulfilled. David's prayer will be realized, that is, it'll reach its goal. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.